Hello, I'm Andras Jones, and what you are about to hear is a rebroadcast of the Bay Area Sync Summit from October 26th, 2013, at the Monkey House Theater in Berkeley, California. We begin with an opening set of music that I performed, followed by the Radio 8 Ball Show, featuring Ira Marlowe and contributions from selected Sync Book writers, as well as Victoria Nelson. I hope you enjoy it.
Hello. Welcome to the Bay Area Sync Summit 2013, as the strains of the Police and their landmark album, which still hasn't taught everyone the word synchronicity, fades out. I'm going to start off by playing some music. That's what I used to do in San Francisco all the time. And so I don't know if some of you are out there, people who used to come out to see my shows with Ira. But I'll just play some songs for you, and then we'll get on with the sync. Although, I think this first song always feels like a particularly syncy song. Cats creep across my path till I'm almost mad. I must have roused the devil's wrath, 'cause all my luck is bad. Well, I make a date for golf, and you bet your life it rains. Try to throw a party, but the guy upstairs complains. Guess I'll go through life catching colds and missing planes. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps, and every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. Guess I'm just a fool who never looks before he jumps. Everything happens to me. At first I thought that you could break this jinx for me, that love could turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned, sent an airmail message too. The answer was goodbye, there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. Callie called you back, but you wouldn't pick up the phone. You called on Callie and Callie called you back, but you pretended like you weren't even home. You got to own your lips, girl. Ooh, what you say? Now you're the victim and I'm the bad man, and you got control. But I ain't no victim, and you're no bad man, girl. Just fill in your hole. Ooh, you got to own your lips, girl. Ooh, what you say? Reality. Ooh, you got to own your lips, girl. What you say, reality, hey, that's your reality, hey, ain't no reality, muffin. Called you back, but you pretended you weren't even home. You got to own your lips, girl. Ooh, what you say? Reality. Ooh, you got to own your lips, girl. Because it doesn't seem to be another. Hey, ain't no reality, muffin.
You get the harsh material out of the way first. This is a little song called Planned Parenthood. If it's a bad idea, what you did first.
You gotta own your lips, girl.
Yeah.
Save her to
rent. Okay, this is my my new theme song. First time I played this for... this came up as an answer at the last Radio 8 Ball Sync event we did in New York. Alan totally misinterpreted it, but I think he gets it now. Although, he didn't really misinterpret it, he sync-interpreted it. I tried to be a good time guy, but I was ill-equipped.
Guess I was pussy whipped well before my prime. And you tried to give me love, but I didn't want your love. I wanted your action, and you. Well, you know that my songs ain't good, except when the times are bad. And all of the fun we had, you barely said a word. And now that seems so strange. You wanted my hand, and I wanted your action. I wanted your action. I wanted your action. Yeah, I wanted your action. I wanted your action. Oh, 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 oh. I wanted your action, honey, yeah. And now, while the world's asleep, except you and me, this moment I will take to whisper softly in your ear the words that I wanna hear. Oh, show me some action. I want your action. I want your action. Ooh, I want your action. I want your action. Ooh, 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 ooh. From your daddy too, I'm talking about action, satisfaction. Pretty words ain't got no traction, hon. Why don't you show me the action now? I want your action, honey,
So some of you may know I write for a guy named Andy Schmushkin. I figured I'd play a couple of Andy Schmushkin songs here since he's not in town to do them. I do them very differently. He's a lot. He's very charismatic, very soulful, very easy. He's an easy guy. Good for me to work with someone like that. This was his big hit. It's a Halloween song. I was so lonely last Halloween. I don't know what came over me. The jack-o'-lantern winked at me and I responded accordingly. Yeah, I fucked a pumpkin. What can I say? I fucked a pumpkin. Anyway, who's for judging? Pumpkin loving, I went all the way and the candle wax mingled with my juice. The sad fact is I really had no excuse, 'cause she was sleeping in the very next room, just getting off on her witch's broom while I fucked a pumpkin. What can I say? I fucked a pumpkin. Anyway, who's for judging? Pumpkin loving, I went all the way with a pumpkin. Pumpkin loving, yeah. Pumpkin loving, I went all the way. Thank you. So here's a couple of new. I want to sort of hustle through this because I do want to get to the Radio 8 Ball, but I got a couple of new Schmushkin songs. They're really, Schmushkin songs are always pretty short. Like him and me and some of you. Now, obviously, when I start, so this is a song written for Andy Schmushkin. He would be singing this, but you'd recognize him by the magic mustache. Well, my name is Andy Schmushkin, and when you got a face like mine, you're gonna wind up with the prettiest girl almost every single time. And that's a curse. It's a blessing. It's a blessing and a curse. Suppose my life could be better, and I guess my life could be worse. Oh, but my name is Andy Schmushkin, and I got to tell you true, Just like my high school teacher said, that's one sexy fucking Jew, yeah. Well, my name is Andy Schmushkin, and when you got a voice like mine, you're gonna wind up with the most soulful chick almost every single time, and that's a curse. It's a blessing, blessing and a curse. Suppose my life could be better, and I guess my life could be worse, but my name is Andy Schmushkin, and I got to tell you true. Just like my babysitter said, that's one sexy fucking Jew. Yeah, what's a boy to do when he's one sexy fucking Jew? Just sing out. Well, my name is Andy Schmushkin, and when you got a dick like mine, you're gonna have to work extra hard with your mouth almost every single time, and that's a curse. It's a blessing, blessing and a curse. Suppose my life could be better, and I guess my life could be worse. But my name is Andy Schmushkin, and I got to tell you true. Just like the lady in the back row said, one sexy fucking Jew. Yeah, what's a boy to do when he's one sexy fucking Jew? Thank you. Yeah, Andy always had a lot more luck with everyone than I did. Probably than most of us did. His first record was always very precocious and had this questioning, sort of childlike quality. But as he's grown older, he's deepened a little bit and he's gained a little wisdom. I think this is his most profound song. And then I'll get back to the wrap-up of the show, I guess. And again, imagine this is all coming out of a charismatic, mustachioed face. Suppose there was a time I wasn't sexually famished, but then I popped a boner and that state of mind just vanished. And my eyes, they got all grabby and my hands began to wander. Left me feeling fertile with oh so much to ponder. But all my sincere questions were only met with laughter. I knew that I was hungry, but I did not know what I was after. So I just ran around the world and I fucked a lot of women. It's hard not to get red, wet when in that ocean you are swimming. I've been bedded down by models, doulas and dakinis, pent-up bureaucrats, and doctors in bikinis. Lots of lady truckers, them girls know how to roll. But the most prolific fuckers, yeah, we never pay no toll. And all men are hungry for something. Well, I ain't apologizing, and I ain't justifying. The worst that you could say is that I'm self-mythologizing with this ballad of the horn, inspired by the porn of previous generations who came before I was born. Oh, you know that they were hungry. You know that they were watching. And if they were not getting it, they were whiskey, wine, and scotch, and just trying to fill their bellies, trying to slake that thirst, trying everything but you know what thing they want the worst. And all men are hungry for something, 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 something. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, oh, men are hungry for something. Well, there are those who argue we should deny ourselves life's pleasures in hopes we can detach our spirits by means of drastic measures. I instead have chosen to gobble up my fill, to pay heed to my desire, and to lend to it my will. And having had it all, I'm proud to say I got it. And if enlightenment is the goal, well, I may have overshot it. For all that I have learned or have yet to divine is that happiness is our birthright, but our bodies weren't designed to hold this state consistent or even very long. And so the purest joy I know is just the singing of a song. And all men are hungry for something, 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 something. Ooh, oh, oh, men are hungry. Ooh. Thanks. Let's bring the Schmushkin back, that's what I say. So I got two more songs for you, and then we'll start the Radio 8 Ball. Thanks a lot for indulging me and letting me sweat all over this stage. It really is a joy to play music for people again, and Ira has created an amazing space. Makes me want to get back in the game. So we're in town. You'd think we're in town to put on this awesome show, but a sinkhead never does anything for just one reason, unless he or she does, just to mess the... be a trickster. But we're here in town to go to the bridge and see Elvis Costello, who sort of inspired that Planned Parenthood song, very Elvis Costello-y, and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and Jenny Lewis, and Fun, and Heart, and Queens of the Stone Age, and My Morning Jacket. But we're also going to be going to see the guy who wrote this song. And this is a special request from Mr. Green.
Much appreciated.
I hope I can do it right. Friday left me fumbling with the blues. And it's hard to win when you always lose. 'Cause the night spots spin your spirits, beat your head against the wall. Two dead ends and you still got to choose. You know the bartenders all know my name, and they catch me when I'm pulling up lame. I'm a pool shooting shimmy shyster, just a shaking my head, when I should be living clean instead. Yeah, I know the ladies I've been seeing off and on. Yeah, they spend your loving and they gone. Yeah, you can't be loving someone who is savage and cruel. Take your loving and they leaving out of town. Yeah, they do. Yeah, I know that. Falling in love is such a breeze. Yeah, but it's standing up that's so hard for me. I wanna squeeze you, but I'm scared to death I'd break your back. You know your perfume, it won't let me be. And all the bartenders all know my name. And they catch me when I'm blame. Oh, I'm a pool shooting shimmy shyster, just a shaking my head, when I should be living clean instead. Come on, baby, let your love light shine. I wanna bury myself inside of your smile. Yeah, your eyes enough to blind me. It's like looking at the sun. Come on and whisper, tell me I'm the one. Come on and whisper, tell me I'm one. Come on and whisper, tell me I'm the one. Saturday night. Well, this is the last song I'm going to do for you. This is written for a screenplay that I wrote that I hope to make at some point. The song is called Band of Whores. I'm realizing what I must look like up here. It's like you don't see it in your room, but I have become a sleazy figure. I come by it honestly, people. Just a band of whores, you know the type, whores. Not black and not white, whores. Scourge of a nation, ready and waiting for re-education. Yeah, whores, sitting in sunny, whores. Running and gunning, whores.
Don't wanna get done and by the dudes at work doing or the cops are out running. Just a band of whores. Just a band of whores. Just a band of whores. Just a band of. Don't believe the propaganda about whores. Yeah, mothers and daughters whores. Sisters and brothers whores. Fathers and lovers paying good money to get with each other. Yeah, whores. It's a capitalist country, whores. And we work for the money, whores. If you add the dollars, you know you might wanna be one of our callers. Just a band of whores. In a land of whores. Just a band of whores. And if you want a little more, join the band of whores. Yeah, taking it out on tour, yeah. Just a band of whores. And if you're just a band of, don't believe the propaganda about whores. If it were a civilized nation, whores, we'd be giving our station, whores. We'd be raising your kids better than any old priest ever did. Trust a band of whores, yeah. In a land of whores, yeah. Just a band of whores. And if you want a little more, join the band of whores. Yeah, taking it out on tour. Yeah, just a band of whores. Yeah, just a band of, just a band of, just a band of whores. Band of whores. Band of whores. Band of whores. Don't believe the propaganda. Band of whores. Yeah! Thank you very much.
I'm Ray Dawn Chong, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball. Give us a shake. We're live on stage and tempting fate this Saturday night, putting questions to the songs which we will randomly select here with the help of our friend Synchronicity. Now it's time for Radio 8 Ball. Give us a shake. It's the Radio 8 Ball Show. Welcome to the Radio 8 Ball Show. Give yourself a hand for being here. I am your host, Andras Jones, and this is the show where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions. This is part of the Bay Area Sync Summit 2013. And I have the pleasure in inviting this episode's musical guest. You remember him from his appearance on Synchronize, as well as from thousands of shows in the Bay Area. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Ira Marlowe. Okay, now switch mics there. Okay, so welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Ira.
Thank you, Andres.
Ira has 8 songs on the board, numbered 1 through 8. And the way this show works is that we're going to ask questions and then pick a card from the Radio 8 deck of 8 cards, numbered 1 through 8. I love that there's a dog barking in the back.
Yeah, she wants out. That's, I thought I heard it.
That's okay.
Yeah. Just let her out.
That's fine. So much fun happening out here.
She wants to take part in it.
So as you see, Ira has 8 songs on the board, and we're gonna demonstrate how this works, and then we're going to engage you. We're gonna get questions from you, and you'll come up here and sit in the magical red chair and get your experience with the Pop Oracle. And in this show, we have something very special. We're gonna be joined by some illustrious sync heads, some writers for Sync Book Press, and contributors to just the field of study, which is the sync arts,
to help with the interpretations. And we are also going to be joined by Victoria Nelson, the author of Gothica and The Secret Life of Puppets, as our featured guest. And it's a real honor to have her here. And you'll be hearing more from her later. So I'm going to start off with my question for the Pop Oracle. And as many of you probably know, and I sort of reference it in my opening set, I am not, no matter how much I try to be as easy as Shmushkin, but I'm not. And it seems like no matter what I try to do to make things go easy, I attract crazy kind of drama. I'll tell you a very quick short story that doesn't touch on anyone who's here, so that'll be good, but it could. So recently I was in Oklahoma City and I did an interview for a paper, an online magazine called Red Dirt Report, and in it I talked about the woman who brought me there and said that she was a tornado chaser and a follower of the occult. And she's the editor of a magazine called Paranormal Times, which I think qualifies as the occult. And so the thing hit the web, and within a half an hour I get a text saying, "How dare you? I am not in a cult. Screw you." And this is a person who had brought me there to do an event and had spent like months kissing my ass and saying, "Oh, we're so honored. Thank you so much for being here. I'm sorry it's not as good as it could be, blah, 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 blah." And then she was saying, "Screw you." And I wrote back to her as nice as I could, "There's a difference between a cult and o cult." And she wrote back, "No worries." I was like, "Well, yeah, kind of worries, because you just told me to screw you." And she wrote back, "I'm still mad. I am not in a cult." This is the kind of thing that happens to me. Everything happens to me. Not everything, but this kind of thing. So my question is, why? Why am I always attracting the ire of people who completely misinterpret what is being put out? So, I am now picking, sort of shuffling these cards. You know what? Why don't you hold them out so I can pick them? Song number 6, Down on Baltic Ave. Let's see what happens on Baltic Ave. It already sounds like Monopoly. Let's go.
Soul. One day I'm gonna build that big, big hotels in a row. Down on Baltic Avenue, big wheels roll on by. I got things I want, but I have to wait a little longer. Wait a little longer. Wait a little longer. Ooh, makes me wanna cry, but it ain't the thing to do. No, it ain't the thing you do. Baltic Avenue. What record? Is that from a record, Ira?
It is not from a record. It's from a email me and I'll send you the MP3.
Oh, I love that. I love those kind of songs. So that was the answer to my question, why am I always attracting negative responses from people who entirely misinterpret what I'm putting out there. God, this is one I wished I had set myself up with one of the sync heads to help me with this one. I'm sure you guys have some great interpretations. I had a couple of things that I thought of, but before I do, Ira, can you tell us a little bit about the background of that song and maybe how you thought it might relate?
You know, there was a time in my life when if I drew a tarot card, it was always the Hanged Man, which apparently means sort of being stuck in the same place no matter what you do. And that's kind of what it's about. It's about feeling stuck. It's about feeling like you're going in circles and you're sort of fated to go in circles and you better fucking get used to it. So I wish I had something happier to tell you, Andras.
No, I don't expect anything but beautiful fatalism from your music. So the thing we've always shared. Well, there are two things. One, there was sort of the sense of being at odds. Like, we live in a capitalist society and maybe on some level I'm just at odds with some of that, and that leads to other bits of cognitive dissonance. The other part I just thought is that, and I really am sorry I'm this guy, but I couldn't help but think about that these people who misinterpret things are like my ball ticks.
A tick on your balls?
Yeah, like they're like, they're these annoying ticks on my balls.
And then they get big and gray, and it's like you have a third ball.
Yeah, when you have politics, you just have to deal with it and take care of it and move on, because you can't
sustain.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of them. You can't keep them. They can't live there. So you gotta poison them and get rid of them. So that's I guess I don't know if that answers my question. I mean, it did answer my question. I don't know if the why do I have these particular politics? I guess if you have politics, it's really your fault. It's your responsibility. No one, I mean, even though someone else might have lied to you, or you might, someone else might not have come clean, so to speak, it's really your responsibility. And ultimately, and that is the ultimate lesson of sync, is that everything in our lives is our responsibility, and we can make what we will of it. I try and make it into art, and scratch only when necessary. But I think that was a particularly potent little demonstration of how Radio 8 Ball works. Do you feel like blooded in
great
this?
Great potency, yes.
Great. Okay, great. Now it's time to collect your questions.
We need one more. One of you has to get to grow some.
How many is up there?
We got five.
Yeah,
we need.
Come on.
We need six.
Come on.
We need a sixth. We need a sixth son.
Come on.
Or daughter. And if not, we'll work it out. We'll get one of the sync heads to do it. But you really should take advantage of this. We'll do it as it comes. So, are we ready to pick the next person? I think we are. And Ira, why don't you do the honors here? Pick one of these at random. Yeah, don't even think about it. Just grab one, and I'll read it. This is Andrew Sieben. No, is that Andorin? 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 Andorin, come on up.
Yeah, come on up. Just have a seat in the chair.
Should I move the mic over?
No, in a second. We're going to bring that right over in a second. And then also for this interpretation, we are going to be joined by Alan Abadesa Green of the Sync Book. Give it up for Alan Abadesa Green. And Alan, would you hand, is it Ondurin?
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. Hand Ondurin the microphone. And Ondurin, would you please read your question for the Pop Oracle?
Pop Oracle, what is your favorite Morrissey or Smith song, and what is the attraction there?
That's an interesting question, and it kind of pushes the limits and the boundaries of what a Radio 8 Ball interpretation is, and I would ask for a different. I would ask you to amend it if I didn't know that we had Alan Abadesa Green here. To help with the interpretation, because two sync heads on a stage can make anything out of anything. Is that right, Alan?
I'll do my best.
So, the question is, what is the Pop Oracle's favorite Morrissey and or Smith song, and what is the attraction?
Correct.
That's correct. Okay, so, Ondurin, would you please pick a card, any card? Pick a card, any card. Hold it up to the audience so that they can all see the number. What is it?
It's number 7.
Speaking on the mic.
It's number 7.
Number 7 is Sister Sarah, one of my favorite Smith songs. No.
Sure, she's a fraud. She keeps on telling me I will do something to wake up my heart and make a new start. Sure, she's a fraud. I'm a fool of the oldest kind, stumbling blind. All over town, then she sat me down, Sister Sarah says tomorrow it's the same damn thing as now. Anyhow, we'll do what we do. Probably true. Sure, she's a fraud, just a broken clock that chimes right 2 times a day. And I don't know why, but I think she can see my soul. Down this hole, waiting here. The coast is clear, Sister Sarah says tomorrow it's face down every time, asking why they take a part of Rose. Anyone knows? Anyone knows? Sister Sarah says tomorrow it's the same thing as today. Just go your way and find a place to shine.
Anything's fine. Anything's fine. Anything's fine.
And that was Sister Sarah from Ira Marlowe, another one of the Send Me Your MP3 songs.
Yes.
Yes. And that was the answer to Andoran's question, what is the Pop Oracle's favorite Morrissey and or Smith song, and what is the attraction? Now, just to be clear, and I checked out some of these, in general, we ask for people to ask personal questions about their own life. But there are no wrong questions, no wrong answers in the realm of Radio 8 Ball. There are just ones that are more difficult. And I don't know about you. I don't know a lot about... I'm not a huge Morrissey or Smiths fan. I'm a Jones, so Joneses and Smiths tend to be oil and water.
Sharks and Jets.
Exactly. But I'm going to toss it to you, Andoran. Since you are obviously... You probably are aware of Morrissey and the Smiths to some degree for
yes.
asking that question. Did you hear an answer in that to what the attraction to Morrissey and or the Smiths might be?
It's complicated.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're a complicated group.
I could think of maybe one or two Smith songs Morrissey songs that strike me right away when hearing Ira's song.
Yeah, yeah. But tell us.
I think one would be just by going off of the name. There's a girl's name in this song, Sisters or Sarah,
mm-hmm.
and Morrissey has a song called Margaret on the Guillotine. So that's one song. The mm-hmm. other song that I think would be aesthetically connected would be one of my favorite Smith songs, which is Well, I Wonder, found on the Meat Is Murder album.
Well, some Smiths fans going on out there.
It's off of Morrissey's, so one of his solo albums called Margaret on the Guillotine.
Oh, please take the mic when you talk, Alan.
or else.
Ira, what about you? What did you think about that as the answer to the question?
I'm not that familiar either. I mean, the song, and this isn't always clear to people, is about a fortune teller and about someone going to a fortune teller who's probably a fraud, and yet he finds wisdom, and it's sort of like this, frankly.
It's true.
And so I don't know if there are any Smiths songs that relate to soothsaying, that relate to interpreting one's future and finding one's path through mysticism and gypsy women taking your money. I don't know.
Isn't there I don't know if it's like a Clint Eastwood movie or something, like Two Mules
for Sister Sarah.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Is really? That not related?
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. I assumed that was what it was a reference to. I've never seen the movie, but I'm aware.
I'll probably see the movie and realize it's exactly like my song.
Right.
I think she's actually a cis, like a. It's a bit. She's a nun.
She's
right.
A whore. That
yeah.
So she's
a sacred.
Exactly. Did you say she is a whore?
She's
yeah.
a whore that pretends to be a nun, and that's how Clint Eastwood meets her and this whole adventure.
Is she a member? She's presumably
she's
a member of the band,
a
of course.
Nun pretends to be a whore. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't feel that qualified to speak about Morrissey or the Smiths. I do think that it's interesting that it's about the about questioning an oracle. It's one of the there's something special for me about doing the Radio 8 Ball show in this group of people who are really fans of Sync or people who are devoted to Sync. Because you're going to get, I think, what is an archetypal Radio 8 Ball show, and the way they usually start is like this, a little bit of it's like this, is it a fraud? Is this what's really going on here? Is this going to work? Is this Victoria Nelson has something.
I have an interpretation of the last line of that song. It says, anything's fine.
Totally.
And that's the whole thing is Smith, Morrissey, bring them on. It's all good.
Totally.
That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's great. I'm glad we have some Smith fans who can help us out with that.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you, Andrin.
You got us, and
thank you, Victoria. Thank you, David.
Can I give a real quick personal synchronicity, since it was about, the question was to the Pop Oracle. So I forgot that I was coming up here to interpret, and in the last minute I was like stressing, oh, I have to come up with a question. I forgot that I'm up here to interpret the answer, not to ask a question. I was like, well, what do I ask? I was going to ask something about death or who killed JFK or something along those lines, right? Now, I wore this t-shirt tonight. It's a long story, I won't get into it, but this t-shirt means a lot to me. It has a specific reference to this sort of death goddess, this Greek death goddess. There is a...
Which Greek death goddess are we talking about?
Her name is Hecate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah,
she's sort of like
Baptist Greek out there, right. Greek Baptist.
She's like the sort of guardian through the underworld and all this sort of stuff. And this is actually a bridge in New York. It's called the Hellgate Bridge. And I had this strange mystical experience with Hecate. And the next day, my wife found out that a T-shirt she had ordered came as the wrong thing, and they offered her a free T-shirt. And she says, oh, let's look at this website, and we could choose between like these three shirts. And one of them was a Hellgate Bridge. And I'm like, I think I need that shirt. I feel like... Anyway, there is a quasi-conspiracy theory / synchronicity study that's been done into the correspondences between Morrissey and the death of Princess Di. If anyone's interested in this, there's a... James Evan Pilato has interviewed someone, I apologize, I don't know the actual name of the guy who did the study, but he's gone all into depth of how Morrissey songs predicted the death of Princess Diana, who of course died under a bridge, and they put on top of where she died, they put a memorial to Hecate on top of the bridge where Princess Di died. And this is sort of what was going through my head, and so it's more like his question related to the thoughts that are in my head.
I gotta say something.
Please.
So,
and the death card in the Rider deck, first of all, death corresponds to the Hebrew letter nun, which you could pronounce as nun. Now, you're talking about a prostitute who pretended to be a nun. If you look at the card in the Rider deck, the symbol of the Rosicrucian order, or the rose, is on, death is actually holding that flag. And so it's interesting that if you look up Princess Di's memorial on top of that bridge where she died, they put that exact same flower like there. Like you can see it. If you cross-reference the card and that, it's direct. So there's your nun. Sorry.
And I know we can keep going, but we got to get to all the questions. Before we go, I just wanted to, you know, I didn't give Alan a full introduction because I'm still getting the rhythm of bringing up these sync heads. But Alan, as many of you don't already know, he's the editor and publisher of Sync Books 1 and 2, and we have the cover for his upcoming book, Suicide Kings, displayed here, and we're all looking forward to that. And I think all of us who are part of Sync Book Press are very grateful to the work he put into it, and it was a great interpretation. So give it up for Alan. You stay around, Andrin, for 1 second. Give it up for Alan Green. Andrin, you get to pick the next person, so let me have your card.
Okay.
And then you pick one of these, and this will be the next one.
Radio 8 Ball at the 2013 Bay Area Sync Summit is continued in part 2 of this podcast.